The military objective of the Libya campaign is to protect civilians. The U.S. and other governments do have a larger goal, though. They want Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi out of power. The airstrikes and the rebel fighters are getting most of the attention, but there is also a financial battle going on. NPR's Tom Gelton reports on the economic war against Gaddafi.
Every time U.S. military leaders are asked whether this could all end with Muammar Gaddafi still in power, they answer the same way. Getting Gaddafi is not their assignment. President Obama, speaking in Chile this week, did not challenge that view of the Libyan mission, but he said military action is only part of the story.
It is U.S. policy that Gaddafi needs to go. And we've got a wide range of tools in addition to our military efforts to support that policy.
The president then cited the sanctions put in place against the Gaddafi regime. There are unilateral U.S. sanctions, plus sanctions imposed by the United Nations and the European Union. Stuart Levy, until last month, the U.S. Treasury official in charge of sanctions policy, says cutting off Gaddafi's money supply should weaken his hold on power. After all, keeping up the attacks on those who oppose him requires a lot of cash.
That means paying mercenaries, and if he's able to obtain weapons on the black market and ammunition and so forth, he needs that. To the extent he wants to keep loyalty of people besides military personnel, he needs cash to pay them.
Before leaving the Treasury Department last month, Levy helped draw up the U.S. actions against Gaddafi. In addition, Gaddafi faces tough international sanctions, stricter, in fact, than anything imposed on other states, even North Korea.
He's got a U.N. Security Council resolution which prevents countries all over the world from doing business with his regime, with his central bank, with his investment authority, with his national oil company. These are things that are going to make his financial life extraordinarily difficult over time.
Okay, but over time, how long will it be before Gaddafi runs out of money to buy ammunition or pay the African mercenaries he's brought in to fight the Libyan rebels? Even if his external financing is shut off, Gaddafi has reserves at home that he can spend down, a stash of foreign currency, dollars and euros, in his bank in Tripoli, plus as much as $6 billion worth of gold. But David Cohen, the new acting undersecretary for terrorism and financial intelligence, says Gaddafi may not have as much cash as people think he does. And as for the gold, Cohen says it won't be easy for Gaddafi to use it to cover his daily expenses.
He, I suppose, could, chip off pieces of the gold bars to pay mercenaries. But more realistically, what he would like to do is to be able to convert those gold reserves into hard currency.
To do that, he'd have to somehow get that gold out of Libya, overland maybe, to a neighboring country like Niger. But David Cohen says Gaddafi could have a hard time cashing that gold in anywhere.
In light of the sanctions that we've imposed, that the UN has imposed, that the EU has imposed, there really should be no bank in the world that is prepared to exchange hard currency for that gold.
Stuart Levy, now a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, raises one more problem for Gaddafi. He may have money now to pay the people on whom he depends, but they may be looking ahead.
How much confidence do the people around him have in his ability to keep paying them?
The United States is doing all it can to erode that confidence in the thought it could weaken the loyalty of Libyan officials to Gaddafi. In fact, Levy says, the United States structured its sanctions to provide incentives for senior Libyan officials to defect. The overseas assets of some designated Gaddafi servants have been frozen. So Libyan officials have a reason to leave the regime before they get designated as well and lose their assets.
Whatever else is happening in, on the ground in Libya, over time, that's going to put an enormous amount of pressure on Muammar Gaddafi. Whether it's enough pressure, and I think this is a big question, whether it's enough pressure to cause him to step down is another question, but it will be significant financial pressure.
Significant, but Levy does raise the question whether it's enough pressure, because U.S. policy in Libya will likely be judged in the end on whether Gaddafi stays or goes. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
Western warplanes struck Libyan ground forces at strategically important eastern towns
today, pursuing a nearly week-old campaign that has yet to deliver a crippling blow to Muammar Gaddafi's tanks and artillery. This is all in advance of NATO taking over command of the effort. In Tripoli, residents reported another air raid just before dawn Friday, hearing the roar of an airplane followed by explosions and bursts of anti-aircraft gunfire. Allied operations to enforce a no-fly zone to stop a violent crackdown against the uprising won more Arab support when the United Arab Emirates said it would take part. France cautioned the conflict will not be quick.